Greta Thunberg of Sweden is only 16 and is already one of the most vocal climate change activists in the world. A year ago, she helped bring more attention to the school strikes for the climate movement that's since taken off in many other countries. She's also become known for her address to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Poland last year.
Many people say that Sweden is just a small country and it doesn't matter what we do. But I've learned that you are never too small to make a difference. And if a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to.
Greta has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts. I spoke with her earlier while she was leading a protest in Stockholm. It is a little bit noisy, so you can clearly hear the protesters in the background. Here's our conversation. The original reason for you taking Fridays off school, going to the Swedish Parliament, remind us.
Yes, 1 year ago, I sat myself down on the ground outside the Swedish Parliament to make people more aware and to care more about this so that we together can put pressure on people in power so that they will have to change something.
You spoke in France at the National Assembly earlier this week and you talked about some of the challenges that you have faced in your climate activism. Let's listen to some of that.
Just for quoting and acting on these numbers, these scientific facts, we receive unimaginable amounts of hate and threats. We are being mocked and lied about by elected officials, members of parliaments, business leaders, journalists.
So Greta, can you give some idea of what it is like to be such a vocal representation of the climate action movement, the kind of criticism that you're getting right now?
Every day we receive, tons of hate and threats, especially on social media. And we are told that we are brainwashed and we cannot think for ourselves and we are being used.
Most of the criticism, or some of the criticism, is really aimed at your age, that you don't know what you're talking about. So let's talk about some of the science behind climate change that is making it a climate emergency as far as you're concerned. What do you need to tell the audience in the United States right now, where climate action is very political, about what is happening in our climate?
The most important thing people should know is that in the latest IPCC report, it says there clearly that if we are to have a 67% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees of global temperature rise, we had on January 1st, 2018, 420 gigatons of carbon dioxide left to emit. And now that number is already down to less than 360 gigatons. And that is what people don't get. They see me as an apocalyptic guru who just says we're all going to die. All I say is just please listen to the scientists.
In September, you are planning to attend the UN's climate summit in New York. I was shocked when I heard that, Greta, I have to say, because I know of your activism, I know of your work, and I know that when you travel around, when you're invited to different places, you do not fly. And I'm thinking, how are you going to do that?
Yes, I'm still trying to figure out a way how to get there with no emissions. And I will say when I know more.
Okay. I'm just thinking of one thought that you can share with people as they're listening to you and they're thinking, well, Greta's 16. She spent a lot of time reading up scientific reports. She's doing the research. She really cares about what is happening to our planet. What can I do? What would you say?
The most important thing you can do now as an individual is to try to read all these things that no one wants to read. And I know that it's very boring, and that is why this information needs to become more available, and then put pressure on the people in power. And of course, there are many things you can do in your everyday life to reduce your own carbon footprint.
Greta Thunberg, encouraging us to read boring reports so that we understand what is happening to our climate. Greta is a Swedish climate activist known for helping bring attention to the school strikes for the climate that are spread around the world. Greta, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Again, apologies for that noisy interview. It was another busy Friday for Greta, right in the middle of a protest, but we were so delighted to reach her.